Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here's Aaron Boone to lead off. His first at-bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan.
Hell of a win. Probably the best of the season. Make it count. Don't think that one win has changed all the fortunes of this club and all the warts that have all of a sudden gone away. Make it count. The fight was there. You love to see it. The last couple of nights, actually, the Yankees have shown a pulse. Make it count, though. And that's to the front office. Jazz Chisholm, that trade, that's done, and that's a great first start. But the Yankees need more. They need a lot more to be able to fix all the ills that have been going on for a couple of months. This is not as simple as, they've turned the corner because now a couple of guys have started to hit a little bit in the last couple of weeks. There are holes. Make it count. The Yankees have had this philosophy over the last few years. And it's more than the last few years, but it started to kind of get to me in the last few years simply because of this. There's a patience that's there with the Yankees. Now, it's different from, you hear all the George old days. I mean, that gets overplayed. That was impatient, reckless, crazy. Sometimes it worked. Sometimes it didn't. This regime, this Yankee team, over the last 5, 6, 7, probably over 15 years, but again, the last few, the overall patience, it'll come. We'll get there. It's there. We just got to get past this little spot. No. That patience is earned. This club has not earned that. One win, great win, did not earn you enough to say, well, just back off. It's fine. Look, it's coming around. They're going to start playing like they did back in May. They're not. You need to make it count. You need urgency. This club has been reliant on patience, poise, step back, everything will be fine, slow, lazy. It's lazy. They need pressure. They need urgency. And they started to show in the last couple of nights that they actually performed better when the heat got ratcheted up. Good. You know what that means? No more given spots. Earn it. Earn it. And I'm talking about everybody through the lineup. You hit, you play. You don't, you don't. DJ LeMahieu was given what? 2 months? I love DJ LeMahieu. I want it to work for DJ LeMahieu. I think we all do. Love the re-signing. Love the contract at the time. That foot injury has turned him into an old man who can't play anymore. Sucks. Happens. You can't sit around for 6 weeks, 8 weeks, let it come around. Nope. Verdugo, when he was hitting, great. When he's not, can't play. Trent Grisham, huge tonight. Monster at bat. Getting them tied in the ninth inning, down to their final strike. Tremendous job. You hit a buck 90. I can't keep you in the lineup. Don't let one game fool you. The same problems, the same holes, they're still there. They need more. They need more in this lineup because they don't hit consistently. They need more in this rotation because guys like Marcus Stroman shrivel in a big spot. Nestor Cortez apparently can't pitch anywhere outside of the Bronx. And even then, it's Carlos Rodon. You have no idea what you're going to get every time he goes out there. This bullpen is a hot mess. Stop giving spots. Earn it. This Yankee team has not earned their spot. To a man, 26 guys. Ratchet up the heat. Ratchet up the pressure. Ratchet up the urgency. And it starts at the top. This was make or break type of year, right? We all knew that going in, right? You came off last year's embarrassment, right? You went and got Soto. Monster trade. Great job. Started off a house of fire. Tremendous. You think it just goes away? That's enough? That's the problem. Everything's always good enough. Stop. It's not good enough. And this first trade should be a trade into a bevy of trades. Now, I don't expect all stars at every position. No. No. See, that's don't make this where it's privilege. It's not privilege. It's about urgency and pressure. The Yankees waste too many roster spots on guys that don't belong there. Enough. Enough. It's okay when you win 100 games and you win World Series. I'm not going to question you. When they did earn it, they haven't in a long time. And they need to start applying that pressure again. Sometimes pressure is too much. Sometimes pressure helps. This club, the last couple of days, is starting to show a pulse. Make it count and actually show that the pressure that they have felt the last couple of days and coming up big tonight can actually mean something. Because I'll tell you what, if they can come out from the other side of being as bad as they were for the last month and as bad as they were last year and actually get to the other side and get over the hump, because the Orioles have helped you out tremendously over the last couple weeks. They can't get out of their own way more than a couple weeks. Then make it count. It can actually build something. But if you just get Jazz Chisholm, who I'm probably going to call Jazz all night for obvious reasons, if you're just going to do that one move and then say, well, you know what, and maybe one bullpen arm and we're okay, then it's fool's gold. Then everything you did tonight was for naught. Baseball is a long season. I can't get overly happy on one win, and I can't get overly pessimistic off a loss. I get all that. I understand that. Sometimes certain games and certain momentum swings can actually propel or deflate you. Friday night, that was a kick to the teeth. And the fact that they came back and put up what they did on Saturday night should be something that propels you into the future. But you got to make it count. If you trot out the same garbage lineup day after day after day after day, it doesn't count because it's the same. They need change. They need more arms. They need more bats. This can't be it. There has to be more. You've got to make it count. At some point, like, don't you get tired of the same stuff? Don't you get embarrassed after a while? Because you should. You should. And if you don't make it count, what are we doing? Are we really, like, I've said it a million times. I want to be wrong. I don't think I am. I want to be wrong. This feels like every year it's, are we just good enough to make some noise to maybe get in the playoffs? And then once we get there, roll the dice. Is that what this is? You're the Yankees. Start acting like it. Start acting like it. Because you didn't earn that. If this was 1999 and you wanted to say, hey, relax, I got no leg to stand on. It's not. You want to act like it is, but it's not. That's a long time ago. 2009. It's a long time ago. Start earning it. Marco Belletti through until 3 o'clock. I only have you for 3 hours, so we got a lot to do. You heard Manny doing on the update. We're talking about Jesse Winker. We're going to get into that. Looks like a possible trade with the Mets. We'll get right back into that. But I do want to start with the Yankees because off this win, I mean, there are times where you could feel the momentum. But as much as I was actually, I'll be the first one to admit, and this is what this club has started to do, I think to all of us. When Clay Holmes walked a batter to set up first and third with Ishida at the plate, I even actually said out loud, we're tied at 11. That's where the Yankees have actually led us to go to, because it's been such a mess for so long. The fact that they were able to come back and actually have Clay Holmes finish it out after he was a hot mess on Friday night again. Luke Weaver was a disaster. Every arm, it feels like, coming out of the bullpen. I mean, you know, pumpkins have hit midnight. They came back and showed the pulse and the compete and the fight that you want to see. And that's a hell of a start. That's great. You want to see that. But if I see, come Wednesday, you trot out a lineup that still has Trent Grisham in center field and either DJ LeMahieu or Oswaldo Cabrera at third base, look, you didn't do anything. It didn't change. It's got to change. And that means more bats. Not Jazz comes in, trade Glaber, we can play. No. Guys that can hit. Doesn't mean I'm married to Gleyber Torres, but if I'm getting rid of Gleyber Torres, I better get another bat that comes in here and actually hits. Glaber's hit in the last 3 weeks. You get to play. You hit, you play. They need more. They need more. This is not one guy fixes all. They need more. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. Joel in Harlem, first up on the Fan. What's up, Joel?
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's going on, bud?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Chisholm's trade, about the impact for the team.
Yep.
So here's what I got to say. His attitude has got something that could either, like, make the team all together or could, like, change them all apart. It's like, I think he's like this team that, right?
Did I lose
that right now, in that position where they could either make or break right now. After tonight's game, you saw, like, they were good, but they're not. They're not there. They need more arms.
They do. Joel, you're right. They need more arms. They need more bats. And Jazz is actually a hell of a start and a good pickup. He's not great. He's not, you know, I know he was an all-star. I think it was a 22. He's not a guy that you put in the lineup that he's going to hit, you know, 330 with 30 homers and 100. Like, that's not it. He's got speed. He's an above-average hitter. He's not crazy good, but he's solid. And that's what the Yankees need. Better bats that are solid, that are actually going to consistently perform. And he also brings speed, which is going to help. And more importantly, and I think this is something that the Yankees need desperately, some juice into that dugout. They got too many guys that it feels like it's like dead man walking. This idea of like, well, act like a Yankee. Whatever. Get some guys that want to play. It's baseball. It's supposed to be fun. Can you start actually enjoying yourself? Because if you're not enjoying yourself playing the game, there's a reason why every time you come up in a big spot, you're grinding the bat and you get the sawdust. It's because the moment's too big for you. Start relaxing, let your hair down, have some fun.
Exactly, that's what Chaz is. But I'm not so thrilled with the whole thing with Trader Glaber as he's been playing okay like the past few weeks. They need to get more bats and arms. The arms, the bullpen is a wreck. They need at least 2-3 arms coming in that are good relievers that are ready to go.
I'm not arguing. No, Joe, I appreciate the phone call. I'm not arguing. You're right. You need two arms out of the pen because, look, Michael Tompkins is a hell of a story. I feel like we've hit the wall here. Now, I'm not saying that you have to DFA him today, but you can't have him in big spots in the eighth inning anymore. I think that the Yankees, you earned it. See, it's funny. Baseball's funny. For some reason, when you're an everyday player, DJ LeMahieu, you get like 6 weeks to 8 weeks, and I know he's at the back of the baseball card stuff, and I get all that. Veteran, I get all that. But you get way too long of a leash. Bullpen, it feels like, and I understand the position's volatile. Michael Tonkin had a good 3 weeks. All of a sudden, he's in the eighth inning. And he earned it. And then you pitch poorly. And you go what? You go back to fifth inning. That's how it works. Okay? The Yankees need to go back to that everywhere. Through the entire lineup, through the bullpen, and even in the rotation. The first thing I'm going to wind up doing, if I'm the Yankees, go get a starter. Why not? Oh, they have the guys that they need. No, you don't. Marcus Stroman gave you what? Carlos Rodon gives you what? Nestor Cortez gives you what? Luis Gil has been tremendous. I don't know what he's going to give me every fifth day. And the idea that, well, they've earned that spot to be able to... Why? Why? You've been inconsistent. Bring another guy in. I don't know who that is. You want to bring in Blake Snell? You want to roll the dice there? I'm listening. You want to go get Chris Bassitt, who signed through next year? I'm listening. You want to go get Jack Flaherty? I'm listening. You need a proven starter. Start there. Then you could take one of these guys, Nestor. First up, you go to the bullpen. See if you could solidify. You get better out there. Maybe you come back to the rotation if Marcus Stroman continues to stink and you send him out there. They got to start earning every spot. There is too much complacency. There's too much patience with this team. I'm okay with it when you win. They have not won in a long time. None of these guys have been there. None of these guys earned it. You got to start earning your spot.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Alex Belville, next up on the Fan. What's up, Alex?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, thanks for making it.
Yeah, no, listen, I agree with you on certain points and the urgency that we never had ever since the Steinbrenner dad passed away. The Suns are there just to provide, you know, entertainment for the fans. It's okay, we make the playoffs. We don't. Last year, we didn't make it. Urgency, here comes Juan Soto, which I don't think he's going to stick around. Another thing you mentioned was bats. If you look at the first half of the season, it wasn't about the carry. It was our pitching. I mean, we had Soto. Remember, Judge wasn't hitting. Buck 90 throughout the first half of the, you know, Soto April. Carried a team average. But again, it was the pitching. So I think if we focus, because if the Orioles were able to pick up Efren from Tampa Bay, which is in our same division, which makes no sense. I don't see how the Yankees are not, like, keen. Because if it comes from the management ownership, to tell Brian Cashman, hey, here's the urgency. We want to win this year. What exactly do we need? I mean, everyone's watching. It's pitching. It's the bullpen. 7th, 8th, 9th. Those are the crucial innings that we need. We lock those down. We can score a run here, too. Remember, playoffs, everything slows down. It's not like, oh, you're going to have a monster. You know, someone's going to close. I mean, you have one or two games with your Coles will probably come in. Rodon is average. You know, I mean, I've been preaching about Gil 7 and 8. And then get a what's name, work him out that way. You know what I'm saying? I see Mariano in some ways.
And Heal?
Look at Heal. Look at Mariano's numbers. Compare them. Mariano started 7 and 8. They couldn't hit him.
Mariano threw strikes.
But Heal was there's the kind of same thing. Remember, Heal's first 3 innings throw strikes. First 3 innings he pitches as a starter. Then he breaks down. Then he can't. His controls are a little whack. But at the end of the day, if you groom him into that, I think he'll be a decent closer. For a ninth inning.
Yeah, I don't know if I buy that. I appreciate the call. That's a great call, Alex. I don't know if I buy Heal as the closer of the future. His stuff is electric. But if he throws strikes, he's a starter because he can give you length because if he throws strikes, nobody can hit him. So at that point, I'm not wasting him for an inning on the back end because I can get 7 from him because he's dominant. If he doesn't throw strikes, he gives you 4 1/3. If he doesn't throw strikes in the 9th inning, you're done. You're toast. You can't have a guy come out of the pen that doesn't throw strikes. So I love the thought process of trying to figure it out from within. I don't know if that's the guy simply because he's all based on control. His stuff is, I mean, just tremendous. He does have lights out stuff, but it goes to the concept of, it's not like he doesn't strike me as a guy that runs out of gas, you know, for lack of a better example, because I know it's a long time ago, but like Jabba, and when everybody had the argument of starter and reliever, and I was steadfast in the Jabba as a reliever camp simply because I thought he worked too damn hard and he ran out of gas. He was 5 innings at best when he was a starter because he had to work too hard. He wasn't a guy that was equipped for it, but when he was out of the pen, it was easier for him. It flowed. Heal doesn't strike me as a guy that works too hard and it's tough. He's just, if he's got his command, good night, the lights. If he doesn't, it's going to be a mess. It's as simple as that. So I lean more towards Heal as a starter. But I do agree in the fact that they do need more pitching, but I don't agree in the they have enough bats. They haven't had enough bats in 15 years. Like I can't remember. It feels like a really long time ago that the Yankees, no, the bats are okay. The last time I felt like the bats were okay, Hideki Matsui was still on this team. Like it's been It's almost to the point where you have to watch Yankeeography to see a lineup that doesn't look like a disaster zone from 5 down to 9. It's been too damn long. They need to add more pieces. And I need to take a break, and I'll give you what they do to be able to add a little and also fix from within, going with urgency. It's going to sound a little nuts. Stay with me. Stay with me, because I think I have the fix to get the proper lineup out there on a daily basis, for now at least. 888-808-1019. Marco Belletti taking you through until 3 o'clock here on The Fan.